everybody, and welcome back to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are happy to be queer to answer your questions. I'm Gina.
And I'm Cheyenne.
And class is now in session, sort of. This is like recess. We're just going to play a little game. So Cheyenne, let's get into it.
All right. So I came up with this little game. It's a spinoff of Fuck, Marry, Kill. But in this case, it's threesome, throuple, or break them up because killing's a little harsh. And I made a list. And Gina and I are going to go through and say whether we would have a threesome with them, join a throuple with them, or try to break them up. Whether that's like we want to be with the only one of them or we don't think
so you're gonna give me one couple at a time and I'm gonna choose between those three options and then you're gonna choose also, correct? Okay.
So the first one we're gonna start with is Cara Delevingne and Ashley Benson from Pretty Little Liars.
Wow. So here's my thing, like, and this is maybe my clarification between throuple and threesome. Mm-hmm. If I'm in a throuple with them, that's, I also get to have the threesome. I just like also am in a relationship with them, but a threesome is just like once and then we're like moving on.
Done. Yeah. One night stand.
Okay. This is hard to choose, but I think I'm going to go with threesome just because they seem like they'd probably be a little more chaotic than I'd want, like on the regular, but please get me in there sexually.
I fully agree. I want in on the sex bench action.
Right?
If you remember that viral photo.
How could we forget?
Definitely no relationship. I know they're not together anymore, but I'm not going to join a throuple with them. Maybe like back in the day, I did love Cara Delevingne. And those eyebrows before I really knew anything about her, but not today, not in 2024.
She is hot, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right. Do you want to pick one?
Okay. How about Raven Simone and her partner Miranda Perriman Madej? Is that how you say her last name?
I think so. I guess. Didn't they do something kind of problematic recently, or am I making that up?
I mean, I problematic might be a strong word, but they've had some drama. I think it's not all like totally kosher. It revolved around her wife not like knowing, like saying that she didn't watch Raven, and I don't know. It was like, I mean, I'm gonna, not to jump the gun, but like, I'm probably gonna break them up just because I'm like, Raven, what are you doing with this woman? Like, come on.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna have to do that too. Even though, like, younger me, I definitely had a crush on her before I knew that I liked girls when I was like little. I had the biggest crush on her, but today I'd probably have to break them up out of those three options. Okay, next one, Ellen and Portia. Ellen DeGeneres, for those who might not know.
Is there an option to like leave them alone?
Nope.
I don't want to have a threesome with them. I don't really care whether or not they break up. I guess if anything, I will join their throuple only because they're rich. And fair. I will bet I'll be like their sugar baby, but like I'm not gonna actually put out for them. Otherwise, I don't really need to. Otherwise, I'd opt to leave them alone. But if that's not an option, I'm going to choose throuple for the money.
Okay. I would have to break them up. Ellen made other people's lives hell. So I feel like it's just karma at this point. And I'm not going to be in a threesome or a throuple with them. So it's the only choice for me.
That's true. That's true. Okay. What about Sarah Paulson and Holland Taylor?
That one's hard. I would maybe be their like sugar baby. Like I would join their throuple. Like they seem like a cute, like older married couple, but I don't necessarily like want to like have sex with them, but I don't want to break them up either. So like I'll join. Like we might not have a ton of sex, but like, you know, I'll sleep in the other bedroom and they can come cuddle with me if they want, kind of vibes. They seem like a good time.
I feel, I think I'm going to break them up though. I just I don't have a good reason. I don't know that I like ship them. I don't have anything like bad to say or like a reason why, but I'm just like not about it. I'm gonna break them up, I think. But I don't, I'm telling you, I don't have a good reason.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, next one, Samira Wiley and Lauren Morelli. Do you know who that is?
I know who Samira Wiley is. I don't know who Lauren Morelli is, but I'm gonna opt to have a threesome with them just because I do think that Samira is hot. So I'm gonna go threesome. I don't even need to see what her partner. I'm in.
Yeah, I feel like her partner's not really your type, but like she's pretty cute, and like I feel like Samira does enough like legwork for the both of them that like I would definitely have a threesome with them.
Well,
Would
that's
love
why
to
I'm
be in
not
a
joining
throuple
their
with them.
throuple.
I mean,
I'm
I
just going
would.
threesome.
Yeah, I'll join the throuple. They're both beautiful. Lauren was like a writer on Orange is the New Black. I don't know if you know that about their love story, but I think,
Interesting.
yeah, I think she identified as straight and then now is married to Samira Wiley. So yeah.
Interessante. Okay. How about one of my favorite lesbian couples making headlines, Tana and Bella Thorne?
I'm gonna have to break them up again.
Oh my God,
I
no.
don't
I'm
want to fuck
definitely
them. I
fucking them.
don't
I
want to join.
do.
I'm definitely not joining the relationship. I don't want to fuck them. I
I'm
would be
having a
like,
threesome with them because I'm not joining their relationship either. And they're
no.
not typically my type, but I want to get in there for sure.
Yeah, I'll leave that one to you. That's funny because I feel like most of the other ones, you have been more of a breaker upper, and I've been trying to get in there more, so it's funny. And I feel like they're more my typical type versus you. You know what I mean? Like I go for the more feminine
Unexpected here,
types.
yeah.
Yeah,
So
a little
funny.
flip flop. Okay, this one is a throwback, but Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson.
I think I'd go threesome also here. I'm into I was into them then. I'd still be down. I think I'm gonna go threesome.
Yeah, I think I'd have to say the same thing just because they were like an iconic part of my queer awakening and like obsession with lesbians and not knowing why. Like I would stare at those tabloids in the checkout aisle at the grocery store and try so hard to pretend like I wasn't. So I would just have to do that for like nostalgia's sake.
I feel ya.
Okay.
Okay, how about Ashlyn Harris and Sophia Bush?
Okay, so this one, I know they've made a lot of waves in the press recently. But they're both, I mean, like not including all of that, I would say like they're both cute. Like I'd probably have a threesome with them, but also maybe like a little messy, maybe too soon of a relationship. I don't know. Like Sophia Bush, very hot, loved her on One Tree Hill. So maybe just the threesome just for her. Or break them up just for
I'm
her.
so with you. I'm gonna do the threesome just for her. And I don't think I need to. I haven't joined any of these thruples, but I don't know that I am gonna need to. It's been, well, you know what? No, there's one, but I don't think I need to be involved in. Like, you know, Sophia, back in the day, I might have been like, no, I need to be around all the time. I need to go thruple. But I think for now, I'm just gonna do threesome.
Okay. All right. And then what about okay, there are two that I'm gonna guess. One of these two is the one that I feel like you would join the throuple with them. And I'm leaning towards Kehlani and 070 Shake.
Absolutely fucking not. Don't you
No?
remember the drama I have with my girlfriend and
No?
Kehlani?
No?
No. Kehlani is my girlfriend's, not mine. And that's her hall pass, not mine. I'm bitter as a result of her
Why?
being her hall pass.
She's hot.
Yes, she is. It's because I'm bitter about my girlfriend's crush on Kehlani. I don't want to break them up because I want Kehlani to stay unavailable to my girlfriend. This is where my Scorpio Venus really comes into play. So I'm having a threesome with them out of fucking spite.
That's amazing. I love that. I didn't see that coming, but I love that. Obviously, I'm joining the relationship. Hello. I don't even, is 070 Shake biracial? Because if yes, we're starting like a thruple YouTube channel and just being biracial menaces and being in love.
That's fair. Well, if that's not the one that you thought I'd join, do you have a second option of who you think I'm
Okay,
joining
well
as a throuple?
now I'm not so sure, but my other option was gonna be Tessa Thompson and Janelle Monáe. Is that who it
Yes,
is? Okay.
that's the throuple I'm joining for
Okay.
sure. Yes,
Yeah,
I'm joining
yeah.
their throuple. I want to be around long term.
Yeah. What about
Wait, what about
Janelle
you didn't answer that one for yourself?
Monáe? Well, do I even have to? Obviously, I'm joining their relationship. Hello.
Just checking.
What about Janelle Monáe and Lupita Nyong'o? Did you hear those rumors back a few years ago?
You know, I feel like I forgot about that until you just said it. I think I'd join that relationship too.
I would totally join that relationship too.
Yeah, I think I'm down. I think
Yeah.
I'm down
Yeah.
either
If they
way.
wanna, if they all wanna date, I'm ready. I mean, I'm not ready. I'm in a relationship. But if I weren't in a relationship, I'm ready.
Okay, this next one, I don't know who either of them are, so you'll have to educate me.
Okay.
Megan Rapinoe and Sue Bird.
Okay, so Megan Rapinoe is a soccer player and Sue Bird, I think, is basketball. I
That's
mean,
why I don't know who they are. They're athletes. Got it.
yeah. I mean, I know who they are and I'm not like into sports, but I'm into gay people, so I make it my mission to,
Fair.
you know.
Fair, fair,
But
fair.
I mean, I'd probably have a threesome with them just to say I did, but I'm not like super invested either way. Like I would also pick break them up, I guess, you know, like I would have a threesome just because I don't care enough to break them up.
Okay, fair, fair. Why I keep reading this one as Carrie Bradshaw, even though that's obviously not what it is, but I just
Carrie
keep
and
reading
Miranda.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Miranda and Samantha.
Carrie Brownstein and Abby Jacobson.
Do you know who they are?
I definitely know who Abby Jacobson is, but I don't know who Carrie Brownstein, not Bradshaw, is.
Have you ever watched Portlandia?
One episode.
Okay, well, she's the woman in Portlandia.
Okay.
And
The
he
girl. Okay. I was
dresses
gonna
up as
say
a
there was
woman
like
in
other
some.
people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's like the brunette.
Okay.
She also was in like a band and has dated like other queer celebrities. But they were like together
Okay.
for a while. But I had to put them both on there because I would join their throuple. At least have a threesome just for the laughs.
Threesome for the plot, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Going back to the Kehlani thing, I meant to say that I have like a lot of celebrity crushes, and your reaction to Kehlani is kind of how my girlfriend reacts whenever like we see Salma Hayek like online or in a movie or anything. She's like, "Oh, there's your girlfriend. You love her, don't?" Like she gets so mad at it. I'm like, "She's hot. What do you want me to do about it?" But like she has a pet owl allegedly that she like lets sleep in bed with her. So like obviously nothing would ever happen. Like I don't fuck with birds.
Okay.
But yeah, so I have like a lot of celebrity crushes and she's always just like rolling her eyes at me. But I was wondering who your celebrity crushes are because now I'm curious and I don't know
Well,
who.
for the record, I just want to say like my girlfriend is allowed to have celebrity crushes, and I don't have this reaction for all of them. It's just a Kehlani thing because
Yeah.
we there's like a story there.
Yeah.
I don't know, like I feel like I don't have a clear-cut celebrity crush. I definitely, if I was gonna pick, I actually probably would say Samira Wiley, specifically like Pusey, more I would say than like
Yeah.
the actress, but more like the character.
Right.
But I don't know, like at one point in my life it was Zendaya, but that doesn't really, I don't know why, but it feels like she stopped aging and I kept aging.
Oh,
So
yeah.
now she feels like too young for me, even though I have no fucking clue how old she is. I just like, maybe it's because like after she played a teenager in Euphoria, I was like, maybe Zendaya is not my celebrity crush. Like it could be that. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else? There's like a lot of celebrities that I like for aesthetic purposes, but I wouldn't say I have like a crush on them. Like
Okay.
Salma Hayek, beautiful, but
Yeah.
like, do I have a crush on her? No.
Yeah. Yeah, I get
I
that.
don't
I feel
know.
like I have a crush on too many celebrities to even name. Like, I don't even know where to begin. But like, would I actually fuck them all? Yes.
Does
But
Mal from The Ultimatum count as a celebrity crush?
not celebrity, but maybe like celebrity adjacent.
Okay, I definitely have a crush on her,
Yeah,
so.
that's fair.
I don't know.
All right. So with that, we're all done with our little off-topic episode. If you have any questions for us for future episodes, you can give us a call at 724-209-7372. You can find us on all social media platforms at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for Twitter/X, which is just at Sapphic Survival. You can also DM us there or email us questions, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you liked this content and want a little bit more bonus content, we do have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mess Band on pretty much any social media platform.
And you can find me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. And you can listen to my other podcast. It's called Hello, and we recap Jersey Shore. With that, class is now dismissed.